reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and somber. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, as indeed you do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek: to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then a demon threw the man down in front of them, and he came out of them without doing any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For the authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And I was reflecting on earlier about what it was that we all loved about her. You know, everybody considered her a saint while she was alive, and she got canonized pretty soon afterwards. And it was because that she was so loving to the poor, to the needy, but to also everybody she met, that she was God incarnate, if you will. She brought God's love and incarnated it in her life. And we got to do the same thing. We take the incarnation of God's love and we bring it into our lives. And part of that is, how we do that is in the first reading, that we don't focus on the wrath of God, because it says God did not destine us for the wrath. For wrath. God did not destine us for wrath. God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. So here is Mother who lived this, and now it's our time to live it. Made for Noah's love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.